Welcome back to Ratchet Dots and Izzles. We back. We in the building this Friday. We at the platform. Excited to come to your screen tonight. And as always, I got these beautiful people in the building. My castmates, my crew, my family. Please introduce yourselves.
Hi, dogs. First Lady Ramona.
Say Lord. Oh, I'm sorry.
Represent for the dog. Okay.
We about to get it.
Y'all want to do it? I love it. I'm like, no.
All right. Sorry.
We went all season without a visual.
You're right. You're absolutely
when
right.
He said Lucas is in the building.
Yo, you're welcome.
He did, you know.
Do you need a disclaimer tonight, brother? Do you need a disclaimer tonight?
You're welcome.
SkywalkerTouch@gmail.com.
SkywalkerTouch.
Right.
@gmail.com.
Right. I said First Lady Ramona already. He's on you.
Luke, the Hall of Skywalker, a.k.a. Lucas. Say to build it.
Okay.
Y'all know what time it's going to be.
Coming around, right? Yeah, I got you, bro. Come on, chill. Be easy. I'm waiting for them to finish.
Oh, okay. Yeah, still going.
Being a gentleman and a scholar right now. So it's Hollywood Dre, a.k.a.
Mr. Smashington.
Dre Smashington, yes.
Sir Smashington.
Sir, yes, Dre.
The email is Sir Smashington.
No, it's the Smashington Experience @gmail.com.
What is this?
Oh, you made one too?
There's a new one.
Oh.
So say it one more time so they can see it.
The Smashington Experience @gmail.com.
Yeah, the Brooklynite. We over here.
Poppy.
And it's also Raheem Brown 101.
Why are you saying my government, bro?
Raheem Brown.
This guy, he's still saying my government.
@gmail.com.
Oh my God.
101.
This is crazy. This guy keeps saying my government. What's the point of me having 50,000 names if you're going to say my government, bro?
In my defense.
I work hard for that.
In my defense. Ramona, put it out first.
Actually, don't be under the bus. Don't do that.
I'm not. Now he hit with the sixth grade shit. She started it.
Right.
She started it.
I'm out of my business. Like, don't do that.
Wow.
All right, people. So, thank you for tuning in. We appreciate you. We hope you enjoy what.
Love this banter.
Craziness that we're going through right now. Let's get into the episode. Y'all already know what it is. So, today's topic: dating out of your league.
WellDressedPredator@gmail.com.
Who's that?
Why are we doing this? Why are we doing this tonight?
Damn.
Can we get your disclaimer? I'm sorry, y'all.
Predator Biz Warehouse.
Disclaimer, please.
Don't leave.
Oh man. This is gonna be one of those ones.
Yep.
Nobody gonna be serious tonight.
Disclaimer.
Oh, disclaimer. The thoughts, views, and opinions of Uptown Brown, Ratchet Poppy, Mr. Receipts, whatever you want to call me, any one of those names other than my government, these opinions and views are solely mine and do not reflect upon the lovely cast of Ratchet Thoughts and Isms.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Brown.
Back to the topic at hand.
Really, Keisha?
Yes, Raheem.
Okay, wow, all right. This is what we're doing now. All right.
Dating out of your league.
Do I need to move? Do I need to move my seat?
Come on. Dating out of your league. Go ahead.
So, before we get into it, I have a question. Any of you dated out of your league? Been with someone who was out of your league?
So, I'm glad you asked that question. But I have a question before we get there. I need to know what constitutes you dating out of your league.
In what way?
Like, who's to say that someone is out of your league? What makes a person
you say out of your
league? I would never say that. Unless we talk about me and Rihanna. I believe Rihanna's
not out of your league.
Why is she out of your league?
Huh? She's a billy.
Billionaire.
She's a billy goat.
Financially.
She's a billy goat.
All right, so the definition
that
I've seen is, what does it mean to date out of your league? Being out of your league can mean having a higher social status or simply your belief that they are better than you in some way. Those ways can be looks, financial standing, or a better career trajectory.
Can I just say, dating on your league for me goes both ways for me. Like, you can date out of your league highly, and you can lower your standards lowly and be out of your league. Like, I see it both ways when they say out of league. Because sometimes you'll date someone and like, that's not even my speed. I don't know why the fuck I even bother.
And then you can date someone that's lower.
That's what I'm saying, lower. It's like, he's not in my speed, lower. Like, why'd I even date him? You know? So.
Because you have the, I mean, for lack of a better word, like, I mean, if you date someone that's, I would think, in the lower out of your league, mm-hmm. It's because you kind of have the say so. Like, you're in
the most control
of what happens, how it happens, what happens.
Not necessarily.
For the in a good part of that situationship, I can imagine if I was the top and you were. I'm dating someone that works at McDonald's. Like, it's gonna be a really huge gap.
For like the things that like we do. Yeah, you don't have much say so.
Yeah.
Like, just be quiet and just sit there and be pretty type shit.
Again, I gave the definition. So now you put it. Have you guys ever dated someone that was you consider having this particular definition out of your league?
Crickets. Make sure you put it.
No, wait though. I'm just looking at that laugh just now.
I mean, I think that
I have. It didn't last long, and I'll tell you about it. Go ahead.
The only people that believe that there is a league, I think women believe in that more than men, because a man that is just looking to have fun. Can honestly care less about what she's doing career-wise. He's just trying to have fun. Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. I don't know if I necessarily agree
me
with that,
either. Bro. I don't agree with that either.
Okay.
I don't agree with that.
Look, even if men are looking to have fun, there may be some dudes that are more apprehensive to approach a woman based on what she does or what she drives, based on what he does and what he drives. There are some people who care about that stuff, who are a bit more self-inflated. I don't know. It's based on, you know, kind of like what society says is acceptable. You know, again, that's why I said, like, who says who's out of your league? You know, whether it's you listening to what people say or you doing it to yourself. So if she's driving a S600, you know, and I got a Volkswagen, somebody might be like, she's out of my league. You know what I mean? I may not feel that way. I'm like, yo, she's dope. I'm going after her. But somebody, you know what I mean? But again, there may be somebody who's looking at what she's driving, where she lives. You know, if she lives in the Bronx, you know, and he lives in. Hold on, chill.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Let him finish his door. Okay.
There we go with this bullshit again. I keep telling you, you don't want to be the representation of the Bronx.
I don't care. I am repping.
You represent all of the Bronx?
I'm repping the Bronx.
Are you represent?
Go ahead, Dre. Finish your story.
Okay. She from Queens, okay?
Now you already said it. Just commit.
Just say the
Bronx. And maybe he's from, like, Westchester or something like that, you know, like.
Same thing, but go ahead.
Is it?
It's hell no.
Is it?
138 was getting
cold. I'm
gonna say, like, Tucker Hill Row and
New York in the building, you heard?
It's totally different from.
Can we get to you?
But I'm just saying, like.
Rich Hill and 161 is not the same.
People look at, you know, where y'all are from and what y'all are doing. Like, and people are out there and they'll judge and they may say the person that's from Westchester County, you know, may be out of the league of the person from the Bronx. Okay. I'm glad you're looking like that.
The first part when you said that when you're just having fun, you don't really look at.
I said that.
Yeah, when you said that, when you're just having fun, when you're just having fun, that you don't really look at like everything about the person because you're just having fun. But even when you're fucking somebody, you still got standards. Like, no matter if you're just having sex and just fun, you still particularly care for a certain kind of look of a woman. So it's not like you're just fucking anything out there. No, you still have you have standards within your standards. You have it.
I'm not saying that he's gonna, a dude is, who is just having fun is gonna mess with a chick with nothing, but she doesn't necessarily have to match what he's bringing to the situation. That's what I'm saying. Okay. He doesn't care.
Okay. So somebody that you want more would have to match what you're bringing.
I think, ideally, I just think that it's different for men and women. I think that a man who is well off, and how I would describe well off would be like you're able to take care of your all your bills on your own, and you have a healthy amount of disposable income, right? A man who is well off does not necessarily care if the woman that he is dealing with has as much as him or more. A woman in the same situation, well off, paying her own bills, has a healthy amount of disposable income, will feel like a man who is not bringing at least as much as she's bringing or exceeding is beneath her.
In what, a relationship?
Yeah. Okay. In a relationship, yeah. Okay. That, and she will think that that man who is not able to reach her or exceed her is, he is attempting to date out of his league.
My son, the king, she's beneath you.
Okay. Because men want companionship. Women are searching for
financial stability.
Go ahead. Be careful.
No, no. They're searching for equality. They're not searching for compatibility.
Equality when it comes to what?
Equality when it comes down to financially, I said, be careful. Bringing what she brings to the table or exceeding, she's going to feel like that man is beneath her. Meanwhile, she's not caring about whether how the man is going to treat her, whether he's a man of God. She's, her primary focus will
not
be
all women. You can't talk for all women.
I'm not, but I said most women.
No,
most women who are well off they're not looking for companionship. They're looking for somebody who's their equal.
Would love to hear
you. If you're well off, then you don't really need the person's money that's coming into a relationship. Like, it's good to have a job and have a 401k and a pension, but if I'm well off, I don't need your money. So I'm not looking for you to help me pay my bills if I'm well off. If I'm well off, I got this without you. So I'm not going to necessarily not date you because I make six figures, you make five.
You know how many times I've heard women say, my money is my money, but his money is our money?
Every woman don't say that. I don't say that shit.
Let's talk for the people that say it then.
Let's not talk for those people. Let's talk for the people that say that we share money. It goes back and forth. You pay for this, I'm going to get it back. Let's talk about those people.
So I have a story. So these individuals,
you're the same woman that says a dude gotta pay damn near every time y'all go out.
That's just gentleman like. That's how.
That's what I'm saying. That's just gentleman like. You talked all that equality shit, but then that was just gentleman like.
But if
you
don't,
come on,
Barah, if he don't pay for it, I'll pay for it. I pay for it. Like, I fucking got a job. I got money. Like,
but there's a difference between you going, I'm gonna take you out. Hey, I got this.
No,
as opposed to he picking it up.
If I'm taking you out, I'm paying for it.
Right.
If we're going out,
even if we're going out, if he always do it for you to go, yo, I got this one.
What's your definition of every now and again?
Right. We get off. I guess this is a part of the day now.
We're just spirit protecting. That sounds like bullshit. let's do one of those Ramona moves. Let's tap the table. That sounds like bullshit.
So, interesting, right?
Spirit check you. I like that one.
Check me. Take me. Like,
so,
I like that.
These lovely people did not raise their hands and say that they were the persons.
And there's nothing wrong with that, by the way. Sorry.
That was dating out of their league. I had an experience where I was dating out of my league for sure. And I was the one that took myself out the relationship, even though the lady was totally fine, right? So it was an older woman. I was younger. I definitely didn't have the type of financial capital that she had, the know-it-all for the things that she was planning for us to do. Like, none of that stuff was in my vision at that time, right? Because I was a young man and she was an older woman, and she exposed me to a lot of things that at the beginning, at the behest of it, it was fun as fuck, right? And then I saw, because society, right, ingrained us that, yo, you have to, as men, you gotta be the protector, right. You gotta be the provider, you can't. And I didn't, none of my peoples knew, like, this is their first time hearing this. None of my peoples knew about this particular relationship that I was in. And thinking back, I don't know how much of it was pride or what was taught to me on how I should be that
it could be a combination.
Let me out of that relationship. So she, for me, I felt she was totally, I don't know if I wasn't ready. I gotta look into it. This is my first time really examining this out on camera, so pardon me. But
it was, that's what I was gonna ask. Is it possible that it wasn't about society or pride? Maybe it was the fact that the things that she was bringing you to, you weren't ready for it yet.
No, I felt some type of way.
So
I would tell you, after the first time,
it was, I respect the honesty.
The first time, like the first two times, she took me out and she had taken me to some place I had never been before, and I was like, yo, this is dope. And I was really into the experience, right? Because mm-hmm. this is something new. I'm like, I'm about that life. Like, who wouldn't be excited about something that they've never experienced and done before? So I was dope, super hype. And then the third and fourth time, I was like, it felt uncomfortable. Like, she paying for it or she taking me. I'm not the one that's like planning something as awesome as she did. And I did a little something, but
touch your ego a little
I didn't
bit.
Have the money like she did.
Touch your ego a little bit as a man.
Because of what I've been told what a man was, right. Yeah, I was in my feels. I was for sure in my feels.
So my question is it definitely, is it that she was, y'all were in two different leagues, or is it just a possibility that y'all were in just different places in life, and she was teaching you things, you know, and bringing you to the knowledge of certain things of where she was, because y'all just have been in two different places. Is there such thing where you can actually be in two different places and not be out of somebody's
way? That's true.
Because clearly there was something she saw in you, right? Mm-hmm. Like, if you were able to engage in conversation with her articulately and hold your own, there was something that she saw in you, which is why she even wanted to have. Because, listen, it don't take you longer than, you said y'all went on like 4 or 5 dates before you faded. How long before you faded?
Yo, it was definitely 5 dates. After like that fifth one.
Listen, usually after the second date, a woman knows whether she wants to continue or not. So for her to continue to go along and to continue to come out of her pocket, that means she saw something in you, right? Now, if you allow whatever insecurities that based upon your programming to make you feel away, that's on you.
Ooh, this guy's on today.
Professor.
But at the end of the day, you know, programming. Like, sometimes, you know, intellectual stimulation means a lot to people, right? Mm. And a person's financial situation can change within an instant. Your money could be up today, you know what I'm saying? One bad night at the casino, it could be gone. one wrong investment, it could be gone. Or you could be working at Starbucks today, apply for some city jobs, and next thing you know, you making MTA or transit money, you know what I'm saying? Like, but, and I think it all is kind of surrounded around your perception of how you see money. If you don't see money the way most people see money, then of course, if a person has more than you, then you might fall into the program of thinking, oh, this person is out of your league. It just depends on how you view money.
That's your self-esteem talking to you.
Yeah, it was listen, we opening this up right now.
Plus, Minotaur that we use is that we can't provide.
Facts.
So, yeah. You know what I mean? Yes, three men are telling you this, so don't look confused. Yes, we are taught that we are useless and we can't provide.
I'm basing one like that because you said useless.
That's the word. Is that an accurate word, sir? Yeah.
That's why I did that.
Yeah, useless. Not worth a goddamn thing. Mm. You know what I'm saying? If we can't provide, listen, how many times I could do bad all by myself? Women throw that at us all the time. It's based upon she feels that man. Translation, you useless. If she if a woman tell a man, I could do bad all by myself, she is telling him that, nigga, you are useless. It's time for you to go.
There you go.
Pressure on y'all. from women.
And not just women though.
I don't think men tell women, you know what I'm saying, if a dude got bread and he has extra income, you know what I'm saying, he's not gonna look at a woman and be like, nah, I could do bad by myself. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's not gonna look at a woman to tell her that. But a woman will tell a man that.
You're stupid.
No, listen. Am I lying? We've been watching all these videos of dudes who are flying females out. Mm-hmm. And when they don't get certain things, the female's like, nah, you just flew me out. But, and it's supposed to be expected. However, if females are flying dudes out,
she expected to get some pipe.
Mm-hmm.
But not just that.
Look at how quick you said.
But at the same time, how are you looking at the dude that got flown out by the female?
Matter of fact, let me ask you a question.
What's the take on a dude?
What you mean? If I got it and you want to come, I want you to come see me.
You expecting that gyro?
If that's the case, if you're not gonna fuck me when you come out there, then I'll see you when I get back.
So let me ask you a question. Suppose you fly him out there, and mm-hmm. he's like, we could fuck, but don't think you flew me out. I need you to take me shopping too.
No.
But women will definitely tell a dude that. I want to go shopping.
Okay, but
we get to the fucking, let's go shopping.
You say no. We're not doing that. Like, put your foot down. What? You can't say no to a girl?
I mean, that's usually gonna end in us not getting in vagina, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, so therefore she's smart. So she know what she's saying to get what you want, you gotta give her what she wants.
That's what I mean. So if a dude tell you that, I'm not fucking you until you, we need to go shopping. I wanna go to Balenciaga,
It depends on how bad I wanna fuck.
Oh, so you take him shopping?
It depends on how bad I wanna fuck.
If your spirit tells you.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
It depends on if I had it right there. Don't give me an ultimatum though. Like, don't do that. I don't like. Don't tell me what I gotta do.
But how many times that all the time?
There we go.
Y'all tolerate the shit. Y'all tolerate it.
Do they really?
You said all the time. I mean,
men do tolerate it.
Y'all deal with this shit.
Some do. I'm not part of that league, but
y'all know what y'all look. It's a partnership. I pay for shit and you fuck me, look cute, get surgery and be pretty. Like, it's a fucking, it's a deal, partnership.
It's a partnership.
Guys that do that know
what partners bring equally things. What does a woman bring to the table?
It don't gotta be the same.
It don't gotta be equal, but what does a woman bring to the table?
Okay, wait.
In that situation, in that partnership.
Wait,
she look cute. She look good. She dressed
there's other cute drinks.
Wait.
I'm just saying. You asked me.
Another one.
Gentlemen and ladies, let's bring it back.
Okay. Bring it back, please.
Bring it back. I gave you guys my experience of being the person that felt I was out of her league, right? Have you been the person that was the boss in that league and the person that you were with was probably under your league? Yes? You got a shaking of the head over here? You have a story to tell?
Mm-mm. But that thought did run across her mind.
You asked me a question. I said,
How did that? Well, obviously, you guys are not together, but at what point did you realize? Like, what made you go in? Did you know before that he was out of your league? Under your league or whatever? I don't know the phrase to say.
Out of your league? Not at the beginning, because when you first meet someone, you don't know their background. You have to have conversations first to see like, where they at. Like, so, will you work with it? Whatever, but then,
And then once you.
I said no story. Did I say no story?
How long did the situation last?
You plead the fifth? Listen,
you don't gotta tell your story. All you gotta do is answer the question. There's a difference. How long does the situation last?
Okay, so. It wasn't continuous. It was like 2 months of it, stop for like 2 months, 3 months, hit you back up. But hey, what's up? Hey, happy new year. Get back up for like 2-3 months, stop.
Hey, big head.
2 months. Yeah, hey, big
head. So you let him come back because the D was good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, okay. There we go.
All right. So you gotta ask the right questions, my brother.
But I couldn't deal with that shit like all consecutively. Like, hell no.
Got it.
So you was a little digmatized.
I was digmatized.
But you kept coming back.
It was good dick.
I was digmatized though.
She wore that whole thing back.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't even think that's it. If it's some good dick, you call it. You get some good poom poom.
Every you call now and then, you hit you up. You like, what's good? Like,
okay. They hit you like. Alright, yeah, you ain't do not that well.
No, I can come meet you.
If I feel like it.
Okay, there we go.
If I feel like it.
If you're so inclined.
Yes. If I feel like it.
I'm gonna protect you.
My man, my spirit.
Gentlemen, the question has now been asked to you. See, have you dated someone that was
you? Ariely?
Yeah, she was.
Does anybody be ideally look wise?
Hell yeah. Nobody wants to be honest about that.
Get the money, but hell yeah. Like, can somebody be out of your league?
Yes.
But I'm sure.
I'm gonna ask if you guys have. But go ahead. Answer
there's
the question.
Aspects of it.
She's right. There's different components.
Yeah.
I think that
he gonna give me this political shit.
No, it's not political. Okay. But I told you, I think it views. To me, it's about how you view money, because I've dated chicks that had.
Lots but she just of, said it's of, other things of besides money,
but,
money.
But she had no class. Oh. You know what I'm saying? Because you can pay for school, but you can't buy class.
Is it true?
Touché. Touché.
I think you put the ass in class, though. This is my thought. I'm just saying.
Mr. Sir Smashington.
Nah, I haven't. Again, just it, there may have been situations where we're in different places. No, hear me out.
Go
again,
ahead.
It's
go ahead.
Like he said, it's because, you know, the conversation is pretty good. You know, she might be a little rough around her edges, or maybe it was a time where I was rough around the edges, and based on what we're both being introduced to, you know, that helps us evolve as people. So I don't think that it's necessarily a thing of somebody being out of. Here we go. She's about to start.
But if she's from the South Bronx, she's probably out of my league.
Go ahead.
Say that again, so that we can hear you again.
If she's from the South Bronx.
No, because I'm from the Bronx.
I said the South. See, you. I keep. Do you want to be the representation for the whole Bronx? Because if I show you pictures of motherfuckers from the Bronx, I guarantee you going to retract real quick and be like, I'm a Jersey girl.
I'm not.
Yo, BX, we love you.
I guarantee you going to retract real
quick. BX, we love you.
Thank you.
Don't care.
Let me show you some pictures of 149th and 3rd Ave real quick.
But that's not the only spot in the Bronx, though.
I said South Bronx, though. I said, you jumped in and was like, no, I'm
going
to be over on Freeman.
I. So. Check out that episode.
Hi.
That's point.
Back to the question at hand.
He was answering.
He was saying that for him.
It was different.
No.
Time.
No, yes, no.
No.
Never dated Asha Lee. Never.
He's going to Mr. Brown route, which is fine. Which
just
is fine.
Just in different places. That's it.
Mm. Totally fine.
That's politically correct. That's
no, it's not political.
Politically correct answer.
Nah, not at all.
Okay, you know, today is not a safe space for our brothers to express themselves, which is totally fine. Which is
really
totally
crazy.
Fine.
What's happening today?
It's totally fine. So, I'm
being called liars.
So, for me,
indirectly.
To our faces, that's the bad thing.
Yeah.
So, for me, I have also, sure. I've been on both ends of the spectrum. And it is, you gotta. Some people can't pay to play. You know what I mean? And
what do you mean by pay to play, sir?
So
if you pay like you wait, you can stay, baby.
This is Dave and Buster's.
Having explored.
You aren't referring to street workers or anything of that nature, correct?
My earlier experience of being the person that was uncomfortable after a while, being with the person that was out of my league. Now, thinking
you're in
about.
The situation? Where were you or have you been?
Thinking about the situations that I've been in where someone was under or out of my league that I was with, it makes me think, like, damn. And then listening to you. Say how might be in different places at this time.
When
you were rough around,
I'm talking. Situation can change
listen,
in an instant, bro.
Listen, wait, I have my moment.
No, did he nope, just? I didn't interrupt you.
I didn't interrupt you.
Well, but you just gave me a first lady look, yo.
I did interrupt you, sir.
Exactly. First lady look.
That's the thing. A first lady look.
Yeah, the first. Yeah.
Just interrupting my thought. So, like,
yeah, go ahead, finish your thought, bro.
I'm totally losing now.
Respectful, yo.
Do I need to?
As Mr. Sir Smashton was saying, you know, at one point he was rough around the edges. So the experience that he was having with that lady, you know, allowed him to get to a better enlightenment in his life. So,
y'all really not liking the sarcasm over here.
Mm-hmm. It's the truth, though. I agree with you, right? Mm-hmm. I like, all legit. At some point, someone taught us, mm-hmm. which made us better.
Right.
You know, you were not the man out the gate. You were not the woman out the gate.
Do you purposely not date out of your league? Do you purposely, like, filter that shit? That's why it never happened to you?
I attempt to.
Okay.
So you,
but again,
so you believe that there's a league for the league?
That's why I was getting ready to get into.
Right.
Okay. Again, I don't think that there is... I don't know if I would be able to fully attempt to holler at Nia Long, right?
Okay.
I would, so maybe in that case.
Her league is declining. You ain't seen the news? No, she's still
that. Nia Long she's is not shit. Declining.
No, she's not.
Continue,
no,
sir.
She's not.
We're getting close to where we got to get the final door, so keep that in mind. So go ahead.
In that aspect, I would believe that she would be out of my league.
Is Rihanna out of your league, sir? Right now, she coming to this room.
But I don't think he gonna try.
Financially, yes. Yeah. Sexually, no.
Word. Yeah.
So you feel
it's
you
different levels.
So you it's feel you would be okay. You would be fine. She find you out everywhere across the world as long as you laid the pipe. You would be fine with that. She taking care of everything. She buying you all this stuff.
Listen, if Safari could do it,
he's not gonna pay himself to Safari.
If Nikki's new husband could do it, because what does he do? What does he know?
He's not gonna pay himself to him either.
I'm just saying, like, if Stedman could do it. You know what I'm saying? He's the OG of this game. You know what I'm saying?
Where is he? Where is Stedman?
What would Stedman do?
Where is Stedman?
Yo, real talk, you never see him nowhere.
Exactly. What would Stedman do?
Where is Stedman, though? I haven't seen him in years. Is he alive?
Shout out to Stedman, the OG.
Is he alive, though? Oprah, talk about it.
He said there's no leagues out here. We all open. We all free agents. There's no league.
Miss Winfrey, please
shout out to Stedman.
Yes. Woo. Yo, shout out. Someone sure Google and see where he at. Make sure he all
right. Right. Like,
let's make sure he all right.
Oh, you know.
You just see them Google pictures of him. That's it.
That's it. Stedman, quiet.
Okay. Ooh. All right.
Shout out to all them married women out there with money with side joints that is being well kept behind the scenes. Mm. Yeah.
Men do it too.
We know men do it, but that's why I say shout out to them.
And when they die, the side chick can't go to the funeral.
That's fine.
You gotta mourn from the sideline.
That's fine.
Mm. She's well taken care of.
Yeah, but not no more. He ain't here. He dead.
Yeah, he probably left her something.
Maybe, maybe not.
He got a little trust.
He's a side chick.
He had a little trust for her.
Yeah. You know, if I think he probably left something, because if a woman is okay with being aside, you take care of her. Mm-hmm. Like you ain't mm-hmm. blow my joint up. Da da da. Like you kept it a hunt. Like you kept it. You allowed this to happen. Right. even though he was wrong.
Shout out to all the old school sides who just knew how to shut up and mind their business. Those were good days.
We in a different world.
Where you come from?
All right, dating out of your league, ladies and gentlemen. I wonder how many of you have had this experience, and this is just a couple where we're dissecting the different components of what is out of your league, as this gentleman has said. Financially, yeah, but
physically, like
physically,
you know, looks, you know,
how you dress, how you got it. Yourself, class, you said.
You know, like I'm good. I don't want to rebuke your statement. Because when you live the type of life she has, you know, and you never having experienced that, like, that's a...
Rihanna?
Like a Rihanna.
I mean, I think the reality is that most people date within their self-esteem. The higher you think of yourself, the higher you are going to date.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That part.
Absolutely. Because some women...
So if you think you're ready for
Rihanna,
I told you, yeah, brother.
He already have it in his mind.
Listen, I got a list. Yeah. I got a list, my brother.
Sanaa Lathan.
But sometimes women don't want you to be on their level. They just want what they want. they want to just have sex or play house, and they don't care. Like, you can be my man.
Look at Boris Kojo and Nicole Ari Parker. I'll take care of you. Both tens.
Yeah, they both handsome people. Pretty people.
Both tens. Mm-hmm. They dating in a league. At least from the attractiveness level, they dating within a league. You know what I'm saying?
You never saw a couple.
You wouldn't see him with Whoopi Goldberg.
But you ever see a couple walk down the street like, how the fuck she get him? How the fuck?
Yes.
He get her.
Absolutely. Both ways. Man and woman. I'm like,
when it's a dude, I just be like, oh, he got paper.
See? Financial. You not the dude with the paper.
If it's a girl.
If it's Rihanna.
If it's a girl, I got to see what her body look like.
That's what it is. I just said that.
No, I mean, I think. Same thing. I think sometimes it depends, right? See? Like, you get to a place where maybe you get past the physical, doesn't matter, especially with women, right? I feel like with women, they either are into the physical, right? Or they care about the personality more, or option number three for women, they date whoever likes them.
Who does that?
You gotta think beyond yourself.
I am, but I'm just saying.
Well, I've heard women say, I just like who like me.
Okay. So we're gonna get to final door soon. So would you guys, so your person is Rihanna. Who's your person?
You gotta come back to me.
Who's your person?
So
so
my person has always been Nas, right? Nas has been my crush since like high school. That's always been him. But lately, since I've been watching Raising Kanan, Joey Badass is sexy as fuck. Like, I'm looking at him like, yo, you a young dude, but you fucking sexy. Watching Raising Kanan made me follow Joey Badass just because he looks good. I'm just like, yeah, you can get it.
Okay. I don't know who he is. I gotta see a picture, so I don't know.
Yeah, Joey Badass is literally, he saves the show. Like, honestly, like, he's very dynamic as an actor. I'm not gonna
be front. Did you see that? Yeah. Netflix? I'm gonna talk about it later. But anyway.
Did you see his interview on with Angela Lee? You watch it. It's
dope. Oh, we had the stocking cap on his head?
No.
That was?
No.
Angela Lee show? Her show?
Yeah.
Between Lip Service?
Okay.
Between Regina King, Regina Hall, and Rhapsody.
How does Rhapsody look like?
That's a weird bag. It's a mixed bag, bro.
Regina King is
But I can tell you one thing. What I learned about you from that mixed bag is more based on personality than it is looks. Not to say that they aren't beautiful women, but I realized that Regina Hall is funny as shit. She's also on my list. That's how I know what it is. Regina Hall is dumb funny. Like, I love a woman that can make me laugh.
Yeah.
I love a woman that can make me laugh. So Regina Hall is definitely on my list.
For me,
how long is your list?
It's a long list.
Yeah,
it's about ten.
It's long.
Yeah, I say I have about eight, and I'll get to the point of why I asked. Because I'm gonna ask them a question on it. My person is Taraji P. Henson.
She used to be on the list.
Since Baby Boy, she was on my list.
Facts.
So anyway, so would you or could you? Or do you think you could cheat on this person who is out of your league? Oh, sorry. She's not out of your league in certain aspects, and you don't believe in a league. So you believe in a league. So go ahead. Could you cheat on this person? And do you think you would cheat on this person?
Cheating, for every woman that could be defined as a quote-unquote bad chick, I don't want to use the B word, right? I will guarantee you will find a man who is thoroughly annoyed and wants to leave her, right? Because looks don't affect how she treats him, her personality, you know what I'm saying, her habits, her nuances. She could be the most annoying woman who can't cook, keep a dirty ass house, you know what I'm saying? Just because she's beautiful, I'm supposed to just let all that shit pass? Nah, fuck that.
Okay, so it's Rihanna. If she's any of those things, are you leaving or cheating on her? Well,
listen, Rihanna's a billionaire, right? So she don't ever gotta cook. We gonna have a personal chef. Mm-hmm. There's gonna be people to clean the house. Like, I'm not gonna... A lot of those... Listen, the only thing I might have to worry about is her spicy Caribbean attitude. Mm-hmm. Right? And if I'm living a comfortable life, I could take those blows, you know what I'm saying, a lot easier.
Right.
Okay.
Right. That's true.
I don't know about the yeah, especially if you're living a really good life. I don't see a need.
No need to cheat?
Yeah, what you cheating for?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Would I cheat? I'm not a cheater, so no.
Yeah, black men don't cheat, though.
That's true. That's a lie. Yeah, black men don't cheat.
Lies.
No, it's not. Mm-hmm. Black men do not cheat.
If I was with Taraji, I couldn't imagine cheating. I would just be super happy. Like, oh, like just there, but like, yo, like I would still try to like make it work. Like, but, and that might be a little bit of the romanticist and fantasize of actually meeting and being with the person that you.
That's because right now, because you ain't with her, you put her on a pedestal. Let her get real annoying. Your energy go shift real quick, my brother.
Who agrees? Like, comment on that, you know what I'm one.
Like, you put her on a pedestal because you ain't got it. Listen,
you ain't putting Rihanna on a pedestal.
Yes, I know that though. I'm not lying to myself about it.
That y'all gonna be sounding like Cisco. Do I have to grab the back of your neck to make you listen to me?
That's what you gonna be doing to Taraji.
Final thoughts, people. We've reached that part of the show. Lucas is in the building, y'all.
I was like a Flavor Flav type.
It was a little bit. Thoughts on dating out of your league. Some of us have done it. Some of us has been in it, and some of us don't believe in it. And it still happens to this day. I think someone was saying something about beggars that's out there.
He's throwing drinks your way.
Yeah, throwing it in my way. So I'm trying to figure this out. Like, you know, is it a thing where, when, again, we're seeing a lot of clips on Instagram and stuff where they're like, if a man, it's usually towards men. So if a man can't give her the monetary things that she wants, then he's beneath her. Right, so my question is, does that make her, you know, like some begging chick or something like that? And yeah, that too. So, because if you can do this for yourself, then do it for yourself. But if you can't do it for yourself, what makes that dude beneath you?
Right, if you ain't doing it, then.
Or the other caveat, if you ain't got that from your father, shit, if you don't even know your father, then how dare you ask more of me than you got from your father?
Maybe she wants better in life.
Hey, she see her friends and how better.
One ain't better for your life. Should start with you working for it on your own. It doesn't start with you looking for it.
She's working for it.
No, she's not.
Yes, she is.
No.
And change, please. Change, sir.
True change comes from within.
Change, sir.
True change comes from within.
Can I have a pot of soup, please?
Can I have a pence?
In regards to that, I think it's weird. I don't know if in our day women were out there publicizing that I want a man to da da da, and if he can't cash at me and da 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 da, like I'm not like
you just wasting my time. That's because cash app didn't exist.
I think girls that do that are lame, and I'm a female. When girls like, yo, cash at me, that's mad whack. Like, don't tell a nigga to cash at you.
There's always been women trying to get money out of men,
but you also got these dudes out here who
do it.
Because they want the notoriety of women. They walk around here talking about, oh, nah, you should be able to do that. You know, like what they call them, simps.
To make him look good.
Yeah, so he look good.
There's some people that believe in the concept, it ain't tricking if you got it.
This is also true.
Right, you know what I'm saying? I think that's why I started by saying, like, it all depends on how you view money, right? Because I believe that some men, if they don't care about money because they got so much coming in, they just care about spending it, you know what I'm saying? That's really how they feel. And then I think there are some men that use money as a distraction because they don't have the intellect to really stimulate a woman mentally. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I think it's just depending on the direction. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. They're compensating.
Yes.
You know, like absolutely. Mayweather, you know what I'm saying? He spends a lot of money, but he also can't read. The likelihood of him being able to stimulate a woman intellectually is low. I didn't say it's impossible. I said it's low. So therefore, he may have to spend a little bit more money to keep his women around.
That's messed up.
That's not messed. Is this not a fact? Do we not know that?
Just because he can't read doesn't mean he's not intellectual. He might be intellectual.
He gonna sound like the brother from In Living Color. I circumcise my inflection.
Shut up.
With the prostate of the fallopian tube.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man. So, I'll start the
fight. And I epitomize the ejaculation of the menstruation.
I hate you. You sound just like him. Oh, shit.
Shout out to Damon Wayans.
Right. Shout out to Damon Wayans.
Yes, was he in jail or was he was locked up?
Yeah, that was,
he was locked up, yeah. Right with the beef.
Shout out to the Wayans family, brother Wayans, their father. I know him personally. You know what I'm saying? Love you, brother. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. So, final thoughts. For those of you who don't recall In Living Color, go check it out. Buy the season. It's fucking amazing. Final thoughts. Who wants to start? Dating out of your league.
No such thing.
That's not true, Jay. Go ahead. Okay, what's your thought?
That's what he feels.
If you believe that the whoever it is that you you're interested in and you want to pursue them, by all means pursue them. I don't think anybody's out of anybody's league. Again, people may be in different places at a point in time in their life, but that doesn't make anybody any higher or lower than the other. Again, you know, everybody has different perspectives, and you know that's kind of where mine is.
Okay. Me?
No, I mean I'll go if you know.
I'll go because I think you guys are just focused on the financial part of it. Like you just focus on the financial part of dating out the league, but like you could be unstimulated mentally out of my league. You can be unattractively out of my league. You can be unclassy enough out of my league. It's just different. It's just more than finance because you can have all the money in the world, but then you don't know how to hold a conversation. You dress like a bum. You don't smoke. You don't take showers. You don't know how to speak. So it's like, I don't want to be with you. Yeah, you got money, but everything else is like, no. Like, I can't see myself living with this. Like, you got money, but no. So I just want you to think of, it's more than just financial. Like, that's the first one. That's the biggest one that we all see because it's all around social media. But after that, it's other things that you just out of my league with, period. So I just feel like it's a preference. It's a preference. I prefer people that's this financial. I prefer people that's this intellectual. I prefer, it's my preference. So that's how I feel about that.
So my thoughts is your insecurities play a lot into pursuing or being someone that's in a relationship that is out of your league. And those insecurities can come from a varied amount of incidents that have happened in your life that can cause you to be programmed a certain way where you feel like this person is out of your league. And to both of you guys' points, she might have seen something that was in me that was like, yo.
You're an amazing guy. I can
like,
see it.
You know, thank you. I received that. And to your point, you know, like, it's no league. Like, you connect with someone. Like, that's it. So I would say be wary and, if possible, aware of how you see yourself versus what you've been taught how to see yourself and what you should be.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause that'll direct your life, really, on how you perceive and how you go about interacting with potential mates for your life. So, and that is a lesson that I learned today with these lovely people. So that's my final thoughts.
My final thoughts is my final dissertation on this conversation of the courtship and the financial administration as well as the attractiveness factorization in which we are comparing the likenesses of the prostates.
Can you stop? These are the likenesses.
The likenesses of the, there's different levels to this here league in which some may be a member of or not a member of, but it all revolves in your inner wealth and your inner self.
Okay.
And how you internalize and digest your inflections of yourself.
Okay.
And how you view others. Okay. Basically, what I'm saying is,
thank you.
I wanted to say, I'm gonna keep going.
Go ahead. Basically, what I'm saying is, you know, most people date within their self-esteem. I think within dating within your self-esteem, you should be realistic about compatibility. There's different levels of compatibility. There's financial compatibility. There's intellectual compatibility. There is sexual compatibility. There is just the compatibility of what you like to do in your leisure time. So I think if you're going to set that as your standards for what you consider is in your league or out your league, then cool. But if you're just limited to financial means or financial status, then you're going to set yourself up for disappointment, because financial status could change in an instant. But, mm-hmm. you know, it's important, but it's not the end all be all.
Right. I believe that.
Yeah. And, you know,
and that is my dissertation on this subject of this conversation, you know what I'm saying, with my brethren.
And like Dre said, depending on where you are in your life, you will determine, you know, how you see yourself and what you see and what you can ascertain. So,
wonderful. Ascertainment.
Oh, we gonna do this again.
The ascertainment of
we in the platform, right. Y'all. BK,
right.
Ratchet Dortonisms, the wonderful cast and crew.
The ascertainment of the isms that are ratchetized.
Have a great night.
With the thoughts and the processes.
Come on, please, hurry up.
Of the legitimization of.
And a better tomorrow.
Legitimization.
I'm sorry, I had to see. Have a great night.
Don't look at me like
that. And a better tomorrow. Wow.